Sorry, right now, Shishi Arle Gimel Teves, Thursday, 5th of December, our Shimshan Silken Pasha.
Look, see, I like to focus on a part of the parasha that isn't necessarily always spoken about, given that Vayigash certainly starts with such a dramatic story, the coming together of Yehuda and Yosef. But another section of the parasha focuses on Yaakov Avinu making the trip down to Mitzrayim. And we find that before Yaakov sets off on his travels, that he's concerned. He says he's very afraid, and he needs reassurance. He needs reassurance from Hashem himself that this trip will be successful, and he doesn't need to be as concerned as perhaps he was expressing. So the pasuk says, "Vayomer Elokim li Yisrael." Hashem says to Yisrael, who is Yaakov, "Amaris halaylo." Vayomer Yaakov, Yaakov. He says, he calls him. Hashem calls Yaakov, and he calls him twice. Vayomer Hineni, and he responds, "Here I am." And Hashem says, "Listen, Al Tiro Merudo Mitzrayim. Don't worry about traveling down to Mitzrayim, ki legoy godol asimcho shom, because I will make you into a great nation there." And then he adds, Ribbono Shel Olam adds another few words. He says, "Anochi ered imcho Mitzrayim," which literally translated means, "I will travel down with you to Mitzrayim." And I will also bring you back up. Surely I will bring you back up. Along those lines. So, a couple of questions here, or certainly a couple of observations. Observation number one is the fact that the pasuk begins by saying that Hashem spoke to Yisrael. So the Torah uses that term, that name. But in the next few words, it says that when Hashem addresses Yisrael, he doesn't call him Yisrael, he calls him Yaakov. He calls him not just Yaakov once, but he calls him Yaakov twice. That's just something that's more of an observation rather than a question why, but I'll try and give an understanding as to why that is. And also this unusual expression, "Anochi ered imcho Mitzrayim," and even more unusual, "V'anochi a'alcho gam oloi." Now, whenever we have a double expression in the Chumash, it means it's there for emphasis. But I will bring you up, surely up. Let's see what the art scroll has to say. I shall also surely bring you up. But there's a double expression of aliyah, right? You'll make aliyah from Mitzrayim. A'alcha. It's not me. Ga'alcha. Tell them al tiro, because a'alcha gam aloy. It'll be moved. I will surely deliver you from this situation. Okay? Okay, message received. Somebody's going out to the back. Yes, thank you. So, apart from just the actual structure of the psukim here, it's also not clear. The Mepharshim tried to get to grips with understanding what exactly Yaakov's concern was. Was it just merely a concern, "I'm moving house, I'm moving home"? That's always a very stressful situation, that we are told that amongst the top three most stressful moments a person has to endure in life is moving home. Is moving home. And one of the others is having a new baby, or Hashem. And I can't remember what the third is. The mother-in-law coming to stay. There's a third, most stressful moment. I remember there was a time when I had all three of those going on in one month. Oh, and Pesach, of course. I knew it was there at Pesach. But Yaakov is concerned. Is that right? Does that make sense, that Yaakov is just, you know, afraid of moving to a new town? And how do the words of Hashem and his message to him in his appearance, "Bamaros Halayla," how does he assuage his fears? What is it that he's saying that takes away that problem? So in the time that we have, and Maariv is at 10:15, yeah, it was Cholent at 10:15. Maariv and then Cholent? Okay. Maariv and Kedusha, you know. So we'll try in the time that we have to offer some insights into this passage, and also to take a message home from that insight. Let us begin, if if I may, with understanding an aspect of Yaakov Avinu and his attitude to life itself, by going back to Yaakov Avinu's second major departure, right? This, in effect, is really his second passage of upping sticks and moving to a new place. Of course, originally, he has to leave his father's home and he's fleeing from his murderous brother Esav. And Kiyodua, we know what happened on that journey, that Vayifka Ba'mokoim, that he stumbled upon a place, it was the place, and he goes to sleep, and he has this dream about the Malachi Elohim. This is back in Parashas Vayetze. He has the dream about the Malachim going up and down the ladder, and all these wonderful guarantees of protection and security, one of which we'll come back to in a moment. But then there's something remarkable that takes place. Vayikatz Yaakov Mishnoso. Yaakov wakes up from his sleep. Vayomer, and he says, and this is his first observation, Ochein Yesh Hashem Bamokoim Hazeh. Behold, Hashem is in this place. Va'anoichi lo yodoti. And I had no idea. Vayiro, and he was afraid. Vayomer, and he said, Ma'anoiro. Hamokom Hazeh, how awesome is this place? Not the American awesome, real awe, proper awe-inspiring place that it was. Ein zeh ki im beis Elohim v'zeh shar hashomayim. So let's analyze here a little bit Yaakov's reaction to having slept in the place that he then discovers is a very holy spot, the holiest spot on earth. And what we can see from here is quite clear that Yaakov has spent all this time in yeshiva, in a beautiful Beis HaMedrash like this one, and he's been enveloped in that environment, which is a wonderful environment, conducive for spiritual health and betterment and ruchnias, all these wonderful things. And all of a sudden now he's thrust out into the open world. Vayetze Yaakov min be'er shova, he's off the chorom. And what happens is that he encounters a place, and it's just at that point, Bamokon Hazeh, Bayifka Bamokon. It doesn't have any specific features to it. He just lies down, he goes to sleep. But the dream that he encounters, that he experiences in that sleep, tells him when he woke up in the morning that he had been somewhat inattentive to the power of that place. And this shook him. This really disturbed Yaakov. That he had been, so to speak, insensitive to the spiritual energy contained in that place. This is what bothered him. Vayiro. Ochein, yesh Hashem bamokoim hazeh. Hashem is here. Now, for Yaakov Avinu to be surprised that Hashem is also here, right, that seems to be inappropriate. To suggest that Yaakov says, oh, look, Hashem is here as well. I mean, it's Mefurash Uncle Moshe. Hashem is here, Hashem is there. Hashem is truly everywhere. That's not what he means. Ochein yesh Hashem b'mokom hazeh. Oh, look, Hashem is here as well. What Yaakov learned that day was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not just found in the yeshiva. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not just found in Beis Yitzchak, or in Beis Avraham, or in the shul. But that Be'etzem, and there was no Beis HaMikdosh there yet either, so we can't say in the Beis HaMikdosh, even though he says Ein Zeh Ki Im Beis Elohim, but he means this will be the place. But rather, if a person is properly attuned, and a person is able to delve into some of the quality that's contained in a place, that they can extract a level of ruchnius, right, in that place, despite the fact that it's not necessarily built for that purpose. Yaakov Avinu learned at that moment that really you can be in an ordinary situation, in an ordinary, seemingly ordinary environment, and yet that environment can be bursting with Kedusha. And this is what bothered him. What bothered him was that he was unaware ahead of that time that one can potentially step out and nonetheless still be completely enveloped in the environment of Hashem. To be completely subsumed by the Kedusha. This is what was bothering Yaakov, and therefore Vayiro. And this is why he said, Ochein Yesh Hashem Amokim Hazeh, and he says, Manoiro Hamokim Hazeh, even this place is Noiro. Even this place is awesome. Even this place is wonderful. Even this, though this place is incredibly deep and incredibly profound. This was the lesson that Yaakov Avinu learned in particular. Now, the Sforim tell us that power that we're talking about is called the power of Torah. Because Torah is the energy that we have that we can carry around with us wherever we go. And in a sense, what that does is allows us to step out of a very close sort of incubating environment and still nonetheless find Hashem. We're still able to say, Ochen yesh Hashem b'mokem hazeh. And this is why Yaakov Avinu represents the pillar of Torah in the world. We know that the world is established on three pillars, Chesed and Avodah and Torah. Yaakov Avinu, we know, is Torah. Yaakov ish tom yoshev oyholim. The lesson that he learned and that he bequeathed to the generations after him until the end of time was that if you have a Gemara in your pocket, right, or in your head, even better, right, they ran a recent program, a beautiful program about the amount of Daf Yomi Shurim that are being taught on the, you know, on the trains in New York, on the subway, and at Penn Station, and so on and so forth. Now, the Torah is universal, and it's absolutely everywhere, and Yaakov Avinu is indeed that container of Torah. Then the message is you can always say, Ochen yesh Hashem b'mokem hazeh. Wherever you might be, you could be on a barren mountainside. And yet, Hashem is b'mokem hazeh because that's the power of Yaakov. Because Yaakov is the Omud of Torah in the world. The Sforim tell us that if Yaakov Avinu is the container of Torah, that makes Yaakov Avinu an Oron HaKodesh. And if you look at the word Oron that we use to describe the container of Torah and you rearrange its letters, you discover the word Noiro. In fact, the word Oroin backwards exactly is the word Noiro. Because Noiro is awe. And awe is the concept of finding depth in an otherwise barren landscape. That's what Noiro means. For example, the Gemara says, and I don't want to go off too much on the tangent here, but the Gemara says that we refer to Hashem as Godol Gibor Vaha Noiro, and after the Churban they wanted to wipe all those words out. Where's the Godol? Where's the Gibor? Where's the Noiro? Along came Anshe Knesset Agdoila, and they said, Hein Hein Gedoloisov, Hein Hein Gvoroisov, Hein Hein Noiroisov. You want to know where Hashem's Noiro is? Is that without the Beis HaMikdosh, he's still here with us. That's Hashem's awe. Hein Hein, so therefore we say to this day, okay, la goto la gibor va hanoiros, hein hein noiroso. But that's the power of Torah, though. If a person carries around with them this idea, this concept, then we are tapping into what Yaakov Avinu taught us, that he had to learn himself at his first journey in Parashas Vayetze. Okay, yesh Hashem b'mokoim hazeh. The deepest Sforim tell us that, of course, the middle of Yaakov is Tiferes and Noiro is Tiferes, but I don't understand those things. But I can tell you that that's what they say. Interestingly, of course, Yaakov Avinu is the one who represents the Beis HaMikdosh. In other words, if a person can find Kedusha anywhere, then he has the right and he has the privilege of establishing a house to contain that Kedusha. The height of heights of the Beis HaMikdosh is, of course, the Oren HaKodesh. And what does the Pasuk say about the Beis HaMikdosh? Noiro Elohim miMikdoshecha. That the Noir in the world emanates from the Mikdosh. Who is the Beis HaMikdosh? Yaakov Avinu. Because he's the one who says, Ein Zekiim Beis Elokim. As the Gemara says, Avram Avinu referred to it as a Har. Yitzchok refers to it as a Sode. Yaakov Avinu Kroi Bais. Because a Bais is the container that holds that Kedusha. That's Yaakov. That is Yaakov. The message being that it is wrong and incorrect to say that Torah belongs in the Beis, in the Oren. And it's wrong to say that the Torah belongs in the shul. And it's wrong to say that the Oren belongs in the yeshiva. And it's wrong to say that the Oren belongs to the Rosh Yeshiva. Yaakov Avinu taught, Ochen yesh Hashem b'mokem hazeh ma'amoro. As long as the person has that association, then there's Kedusha and profundity to be found absolutely anywhere. What he learned is that you need to find it. And not only find it, you need to create it. He said, Ein Zekim Beis Elokim, I'm establishing now the cornerstone of the Beis HaMikdosh, Lenetzach Netzochim, because this was Haram Uriah. Until the end of time, this is where it's at. In other words, his awareness and his attentiveness and his sensitivity to the Kedusha of that place inspired Yaakov Avinu to establish it as a place for then until the end of time, as a place that could trap Kedusha. The message being that can apply absolutely anywhere. For that reason, we are told in Chazal that a person's home is called a Mikdosh Ma'at. And we are told in Chazal that a Beis HaMedrash is also called a Mikdash Ma'at. Now I'm told that this particular Mikdash Ma'at is soon going to become a Mikdash, at least on this spot, non-existent. Is that right? 3 weeks, 4 weeks. We need to move on. Is that right? There needs to be a new place. No, the inspiration from the parish is to say, Ochin Yesh Hashem HaMokim HaZeh, go find it. Go find it. That's what Yaakov Avinu said, that one can step out of one's close environs and nonetheless recreate that environment, recreate that idea. The truth is that all of halacha begins with this concept. Because if we understand that what we are saying is that we don't limit the reach of Kedusha and the Kedusha of Torah to certain places and certain times, really it spreads out everywhere, then in a sense what we are saying is a pasuk. And the pasuk is Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Sot. What Yaakov Avinu achieved, what Yaakov Avinu aspired to do, was to live according to the principle that says Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Sot. I place Hashem opposite me. Where I am, Hashem is. That's it. Where? Everywhere. When? All time. Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Sot. That's the foundation of halacha. That's it. It's like Kal Godol. The first Ramah. It's not just in a limited area. So the Orach Chaim in this week's parasha tells us that now Yaakov Avinu was set to make another major journey. He'd left the security of his home once, but he'd always been in Eretz Yisrael. See, Yaakov Avinu thinks, as long as I'm in Eretz Yisrael, I can always find Kedusha. Along comes Rav Benjamin and says, Yaakov, now you're leaving. Not are you just leaving Beis Avraham, Beis Yitzchok, not only are you leaving Yeshiva Shem Ve'Ever, now you're leaving Eretz HaKodesh. You're leaving Eretz Yisrael altogether. You're going to Mitzrayim. Yaakov says, Oy vey, Mitzrayim? Surely not Mitzrayim. Came along Rav Benjamin and said, you know what, Yaakov? Just like you learned the first time, that Kedusha can be found and created and facilitated even outside the holiest, most charged places on earth, you should know something. It can even happen in Mitzrayim. Al tiro meirudo Mitzrayim. Don't worry about going down to Mitzrayim. I know what your fear is, Yaakov. I know what your fear is. Your fear is that once you travel there, surely that's a, you know, in the English vernacular, that's a God-forsaken place. Surely there's no Hashem to be found in a place like Mitzrayim. She says, what are you talking about? That's Orach Chaim. I'm there. He brings the famous Gemara in Megillah of Choftes Omed Aleph that says that the Shekhinah travels with the Jews, travels with the Yidden. They went down to Mitzrayim, the Shekhinah's in Mitzrayim. They went to Bovel, the Shekhinah's in Bovel. The Gemara says, how cherished and treasured are the Jewish people in Hashem's eyes, that wherever they go, the Shekhinah goes with them. But the Orach Chaim mentions, and no, he doesn't, others mention, that in the Haggadah we find that lest you say, maybe it isn't the Orach Chaim, lest you say that a Kodesh Baruch Hu cannot be found in Mitzrayim, chas v'shalom rachmona litzlan mehaydaita. Don't think that. You mustn't think that, because after all, who got us out of Mitzrayim? HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Did he send a Shaliach? Did he send a Malach? Did he send a Sorof? No, ani hu. I'm there, and I'm going to bring you out. So the Kiyoko tells us a beautiful pshat in this pasuk now that I mentioned earlier, and why it's written in this unique way. He says, look at the pasuk. You're afraid, Yaakov, of traveling to Mitzrayim. Al tirud omeid o Mitzrayim, because onoichi ereid imcha. I'm going down with you. Who's going down first? Onoichi. Hashem says, first I'm going to go down, Anoichi Ereid, and then Imcha, then you're coming down. And when it comes time to coming out again, V'anoichi A'alcha Gam Oloi. I'll put you out, A'alcha Gam Oloi, then I'll follow after you. He says it's a moshul of a father taking his son swimming for the first time. The son doesn't like to jump into the water, he's going to drown. Chas v'sholom. He's afraid. So the father says, don't worry, I'll throw you in, I'll jump in after you. No, don't do that, daddy. Father says, fine, I'll get into the water, and then I'll lower you down from the side after I'm in. And when the time comes to getting out, I'll climb out and schlep you out behind me. No, 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 Daddy, don't do that. Don't worry. I'll hoist you up onto the side of the swimming pool, and then I'll clamber out after you. Not for a second will you be in the pool on your own. Says the Kliyoko, we're not talking about a swimming pool, in a swimming bath, in a swimming house. We are talking about a cesspool in Mitzrayim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Yaakov Avinu, not for a second will you be alone. Anoichi Eireid, and then Imcho. Anoichi A'alcho, Gam Oloi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there even in Mitzrayim at every moment, even before you've arrived. Shivisi Hashem, the Negdi Somit. I think the pshat in the first pasuk, why it says Elokim and Yaakov, for now this is my own pshat, but somebody must say it, because it's too good to be mine. I said Yisrael. Sorry, it does switch from Yisrael to Yaakov. Why did I say Elokim? Because it changes from Elokim to Kael. Quite right. From Din Terachmin. I meant to say Yisrael to Yaakov. Why does Hashem refer to him as Yisrael? But then he says, Yaakov, Yaakov. I think the pshat is, he says, listen, Yaakov, you're Yisrael now. You understand, Kisoriso Melokim Vatuchol. You understand that even in a world filled with Gashmis, you can find Ruchmias, right? So therefore, remember what you learned way back then when you were Yaakov. Bayoyme Yaakov, Yaakov, you gedenk, do you remember? When you left the first house, you thought, how can I find Hashem out in the world? And then you found me. So now you're going down to Mitzrayim, borrow from the same message. Hagam, you are now Yisrael. You haven't forgotten what it means to be Yaakov. But that's the Kiyok, and that's a beautiful Pshat, and that's Pshat Shvisa Hashem, and Negdi Somen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there all the time, even if you can't see him. They're the same over Maisa with the Hasidish Rebbe. That somebody went to see the Hasidish, he had terrible problems, and he went to see the Rebbe to try and alleviate or get some brokers and try and get some advice as to how he could perhaps get out of his tight spot. So he's sitting in the antechamber of the Rebbe's room there, waiting his turn, and in the lobby, so in that antechamber, there was the son of the grandson, I think it is, of the Rebbe. He used to sit there, you know, sitting there with his beautiful big face with his kashketel and his face. And he used to be a shtickle little macher, so when people were sitting in the waiting room, he'd say to them, what are you here for? Yeah? What are you for? So the fellow tells him, listen, I've got tzoros, and I've got problems, and this and that, and I need a new building for my shul, and I need a brocha. So the little kid says, oh, I'm sure the Rebbe will help you. So the fellow goes in, he comes out a few minutes later, and the little yingler says, no, what's the Rebbe gezug? What did the Rebbe say? The Rebbe gezug does the Abish to bet help. Yeah, the Rebbe said that the Almighty will help. So the kid says, aha. What will happen until Hashem will help? I don't know. Didn't think of that. Guy fragt der Rebbe, was wird sein bis da ich bestimmt mit helfen? Go back and ask what's going to happen in the meantime. So he goes back in, and he comes out. Nu, what did the Rebbe say? The Rebbe gesagt, dass der Rebbe wird helfen bis der Rebbe wird helfen. He'll help until he helps. Yeah. So I heard Rabban David Duna say it in a good convention in America. He said, if you want a mocker for the Chassidish Maisa, talk a postal to Barshas Vayetze, which was said before. What did Hashem say to Yaakov Avinu? Kilo es ovcha ad asher imosisi. I'll help you even when you don't see me helping you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's everywhere. You just got to create the environment to let him in. That's the vote. Even in Mitzrayim, v'shochanti itom v'soich tumosom. Hashem is there even in our darkest moments. All the Chassidus as far as say, that's not just physically dark moments, when we're lacking panos or shiduchim, chasuchon, whatever the issue might be. Even in Ruchnius, when you're down in the dumps and you've been somewhere you shouldn't have been, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's there as well. And I was there before you even got there. Shach says a beautiful word in Avi Ezri, but the Goyim say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu threw us out of Eretz Yisrael. He threw us out. Loshen is Pashas Vayelech. Loshen there is a Loshen of throwing. It's popped into my head, I'm sorry. Loshen of throwing. No, can't hear what you're saying. They'll ask, you know, Al Mol, if you turn the page, right, and you start to do teshuva, and you realize, Hashem pushed you. We say no. Hashem did not throw us out. He pushed us out. What's the difference? He said, here's the difference. When you throw something, you stand here and the object flies to another location and there's a distance created. When you push something, it also lands in a new location, but you come with it. We say to the Goyim, don't say we were thrown out of Eretz Yisrael, implying that there's a separation. Say, he dichacho, we were pushed. We're in Golus, the Hakadosh Baruch Hu is here, he's pushing us. This is the Yaakov Avinu's reassurance in this week's parsha. He was terrified to leave the safe environment, but he was told even in Mitzrayim. So therefore, what does this week's parsha tell us that Yaakov Avinu did in his first step? What was his first step? What does it say? Ves Yehuda sholach lefon av goyishno, he sends Yehuda ahead, says Rashi. What did he send Yehuda down to Mitzrayim for? Instead of a Beis HaMedrash. In Mitzrayim a Beis HaMedrash? Yo. In Mitzrayim a Beis HaMedrash. Because Hashoychin ito b'soych tumosom. It's this idea of Shvisa Hashem the Negdus Omi. To add, because it's almost time for Maariv, the Sephorno adds, he doesn't add. We can add with the vault from the Sephorno another slight layer, perhaps, a topping to this whole idea, where he says, his Taishuva Anochi A'alcho Gam Olo, this double expression, is not the way that the Kliyoka learns it, I'll put you up and then I'll follow after you, but that not only will you survive in Mitzrayim, Hashem was telling Yaakov Avinu, but you will thrive. Or Olcho Gam Oloi, it's a Peshat that you will gain from this. You stand to gain tremendously from this experience. If you sit there looking to be inspired by walking into places that are already conducive and charged with that energy, right, then you will not necessarily reach the heights that you can attain if you go out and create that environment. Go and make it happen. Discover HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Uncover the greatness that's contained within every single aspect of your environment. Make a Beis HaMedrash, even in Mitzrayim. That's our Alko Kamola, which means that it goes even higher. There's an even greater closeness that can be achieved if it's done as a personal project. Beis HaLevi famously says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu rises and falls as we rise and fall. The pasuk says that when we suffer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu suffers. Hashem is with us in the tzar, and tzar is the root of the word Mitzrayim. There was no greater tzar than Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Yaakov Avinu, I will rise and fall as you rise and fall. And the Beis HaLevi goes on to say that therefore that is the ultimate promise of redemption. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to rise eventually. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to rise, and he says, my rising is tied in with your rising. Then as you rise, I will rise. Alcho Gamole is the third Peshat. Alcho Gamole, I'm up and down. Anochi Eret, I'm down with you. Alcho Gamole, I'm up with you. So at the beginning we ask the question, why does Elohim address Yisrael but refer to him as Yaakov? Call him Yaakov, Yaakov. That is because he's reminding him of his earliest sojourn into a cold and dark world, and he reminds him, remember when you slept on a seemingly innocuous piece of land that you discovered upon awakening was actually Shara Shomayim? The same is true even as you go down into Mitzrayim, and the message that is contained in the Parshas Vayigash is a message of the Dor HaDor to all of us, that no matter where, no matter what time, and no matter how, and there is always the ability to uncover tremendous greatness, Manura Hamokim Azeh, wherever we might be, and we should be Zoicha indeed, as Yaakov did then, to discover that greatness wherever we might be, and be ultimately meritorious to see the fulfillment of Nora Elohim and Mikdash Echad.